Outgoing Broward elections official Brenda Snipes to receive $130,000 in pensions. By Catherine Rodriguez on November 28, 2018. Outgoing Broward County, Florida, elections official Brenda Snipes will be cashing in on $130,000 in pensions after she leaves her position in January. Snipes is slated to collect a pension of more than $58,000 stemming from her time as an educator and an additional $71,000 for serving as an elected official for 15 years, the Sun Sentinel reported. The 75-year-old Broward County election supervisor resigned from her position after her office came under fire for botching the vote count in the November 6 elections. Specifically, the recount of a tight Senate race between Republican Rick Scott and incumbent Democrat Senator Bill Nelson, DFL. Broward County failed to meet the state's deadline for turning in recount results, misplaced thousands of ballots, and opened 205 provisional ballots before they were determined to be valid or invalid. Snipes had a history of illegally destroying voter ballots in a 2016 Democratic primary for a congressional race between Representative Debbie Wasserman Schultz, DFL, and Democratic challenger Tim Canova, and had been accused of not removing dead voters from voter rolls. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, who appointed Snipes to the position in 2003, called for Snipes' resignation. President Trump called for Snipes to be fired. Trump sent out a Tuesday evening tweet mocking Snipes, commenting on a viral photo on social media of her with "I voted" stickers on her face and her dress. Brenda Snipes, in charge of voting in Broward County, Florida, was just spotted wearing a beautiful dress with 300 "I voted" signs on it. Just kidding, she is a fine, very honorable and highly respected voting tactician, he tweeted.